It's important that people take time to think about peace and to practice it properly and just to learn that way of life.
The first nonviolent direct action of the Sacred Peace Walk was in front of Creech Air Force Base, 45 miles northwest of Las Vegas, Nevada. Creech is home to the 432nd Air Expeditionary Wing, basically the soldiers who pilot the Predator and Reaper drones. Practice drones take off and land all day at Creech and sometimes at night.
Once again, good morning, folks. I'm Officer Landers, a peace officer with Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly, and in the name of the people of the United States and the state of Nevada, command all those assembled at Creech Air Force Base to immediately disperse the area and leave. If you fail to disperse immediately, you may be arrested or subject to other police action. Other police action could include the use of force, which may inflict significant pain or result in serious injury. Nevada Revised Statute 203.020 prohibits remaining present in an unlawful assembly. If you remain in the area just described, regardless of your purpose, you will be in violation of the Nevada Revised Statute 203.020. Egress the roadway the same way you entered. You have 2 minutes.
What's your name?
George Killingsworth.
And where are you from, George?
Berkeley, California. Well, we tried to slow down the killing that is happening here at Creech. We slowed it down for a minute or two, and at least hopefully caught some consciences. Who knows?
What did you do to try to close it down?
We stood in the roadway where the commuters are entering, and so that slowed it down for a minute or two, and hopefully, you know, made a witness at any rate. We know that we can't change everything overnight or even over a decade, but the little drops of protest hopefully add up.
Well, you were arrested.
Yeah, well, they handcuffed us and took our data and issued citations. And we have a court date to come back, when hopefully we can then have more of a voice at the court regarding precisely why we were doing this.
So this is a good thing that you guys have to appear in court.
Yeah, it's a good thing because we'll have a platform to explain further why we are so opposed to what's happening here. Long-distance murders and surveillance and innocent people being killed and all over the world from right here, from the screens and the clicks and the happening right here.
The Sacred Peace Walk began in Las Vegas and ended on Good Friday at the gates of the Nevada National Security Site, once known as the Nevada Nuclear Test Site. Close to 900 nuclear devices have been detonated above and below ground in this area, which is about the size of Rhode Island. It is also the traditional home of the Western Shoshone Nation, who have been protesting alongside non-natives for decades. Johnny Bob, the Western Shoshone spiritual leader, accompanied the peace walkers. He led sunrise ceremonies every day, drumming, praying, and talking about the land.
Here comes the sun. Okay.
He drummed and sang as walkers crossed the line into the Nevada National Security Site for the second nonviolent direct action. A Catholic peace group called Nevada Desert Experience organizes the Sacred Peace Walk, but walkers need not be religious to participate. Peace and an end to war is the common ground they walk upon.
We gather to bear witness to our nation's sin and therefore our own, a sin against life itself, a sin against the one who is creator. We call that sin by name, the testing and building of nuclear weapons that threatens our planet, our race, with extinction and condemns millions to poverty and suffering even now through its voracious consumption of resources that are rightfully theirs.
For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.